Hello.
My name is Sarah. I'm calling from the Alabama Department of Labor Unemployment Division. I'm returning a call back from this number. May I speak to the person who requested that call?
This is her. This is Brandy Brooks.
Thank you, Brandy, for answering. How may I help you this morning?
I mean to file a claim.
I'll be happy to help you with that. Okay. I'll need some information from you. May I have your social security number, please?
It's 418-17-2212.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Now, will you verify your name, your date of birth, your mother's maiden name, and your driver's license number for me, please?
My driver's license number is 698-3142. Brandy J. Brooks, 6482. And my mother's maiden name is Durham, D-U-R-H-A-M.
Okay, would it have been anything else other than maybe something to start with an H?
Hubbard, H-U-B-B-A-R-D.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you so much, Miss Brandy. When was your last day at work?
It was February the 10th, 2022.
Thank you. Let's see, 2, 10, 20, 22.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you. Okay, we verified your name as Brandy J. Brooks. And you worked under the name of Daly also, is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. Date of birth, June 4th, 1982.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. What is your gender, male or female?
I'm female.
Thank you. Are you a U.S. citizen, yes or no?
Yes.
Thank you. Do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English, yes or no?
No.
Thank you. What is your preferred language?
English.
Thank you. Do you consider yourself disabled, yes or no?
No.
Thank you. Did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days, yes or no?
No.
Thank you. What's the highest grade you completed in school?
I didn't hear you, honey.
What is the highest grade you completed in school?
The 11th with a GED.
Thank you. Thank you. Okay. If you are approved for benefits, you have options to receive your payments, direct deposit into your checking or savings account, or the Alabama Vantage prepaid benefits card. The prepaid benefits card will take an additional 5 to 7 days to be delivered to you after you are approved for payments, and there are fees that may be charged for certain activities. If you, excuse me.
Here, bless you. You still there?
I am. Excuse me for a minute.
Okay. I'm sorry. Bless your heart.
Oh, forgive me. Oh, what was that? Let me start this over again for you.
It was the prepaid card. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the prepaid benefits card will take an additional 5 to 7 days to be delivered to you. After you are approved for payments, and there are fees that may be charged for certain activities. If you have a checking or savings account, we recommend direct deposit. Which would you prefer? Let me put you on hold for a minute. I need to clear my throat.
You go right ahead.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, Ms. Brandy. Got string it there, and I don't know not eating and I'm not drinking. I had to drink some coffee to get my throat clear, though. Which would you prefer, direct deposit or the benefits card?
Direct deposit.
Yeah, what bank is that with?
Wells Fargo. I'm trying to find my number.
It's an Alabama bank.
Yes.
You can Google Wells Fargo, Alabama routing number, but you can't Google your account number. You have to have that yourself.
Let me see. I got it online. Let me, I probably can pull it up right here.
Okay.
Let's see. I'm sorry.
You're fine. You're fine.
Okay. My routing number is 062-000080.
Thank you. And now for your account number.
997-324-9320.
997-324-9320.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. Thank you. Okay. Will you give me your mailing address, please?
3901. Gessman, G-E-S-M-A-N, Place, Huntsville, Alabama, 35805.
Thank you. Now, is that southwest or northeast?
Southwest.
Thank you. Is your residence address different from the above mailing address, yes or no?
No, it's the same.
Thank you. Has your address changed in the last year? Thank you.
No.
Mm-hmm. And they have a primary telephone number?
256-679-9852.
Thank you. I want to verify we have the correct mailing address. 3901. Gessman Place, Southwest, Huntsville, Alabama, 35805. Is that correct?
35805, yes.
Thank you. All right, it is necessary to verify your identity when filing for UC benefits. You will be asked to answer randomly generated questions. These are security questions. Which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? 157 San Maples Road, 51 Eason, Eason Drive, 6510 Grand Arbor Lane.
It'll be the 157.
Go ahead.
157 San Maples Road. Uh-huh.
Okay. Thank you. Which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? 171 County Road, 804. 205 Alton Street, or could be Alton Street, 2402 mm-hmm. East 15th Avenue, and 2806 Gregg Circle.
Neither one.
None of the above.
Mm-mm.
Thank you. Which of the following cities has a current or former association to you? Coleman, New Hope, Auburn, Mobile, none of the above.
New Hope.
Thank you for those questions. These are regular UC questions. Answers are yes or no. Did you file for or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months? Yes or no?
No.
Thank you. Did you work in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal government in the last 18 months? Yes or no?
No.
Thank you. Have you worked for the federal government as a civilian in the last 18 months? Yes or no?
No.
Thank you. Did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months? Yes or no?
No.
Thank you. Did you receive notification that you have TRA certification? Yes or no?
No.
Are you filing for DUA, Disaster Unemployment Assistance? Yes or no?
No.
Thank you. And your last day of work, you said, was the 10th?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work? Yes or no?
Yes.
Thank you. Do you work for yourself, own a business, or are you a corporate officer for a business? Yes or no?
No.
Thank you. Are you currently working solely on a commission basis, or do you have a real estate license? Yes or no?
No.
Are you currently registered for or attending school or training? Yes or no?
No.
Thank you. Are you available to accept full-time work? Yes or no?
Yes.
Thank you. Are you available to fall shifts in your normal trade or occupation? Yes or no?
Yes.
Thank you. Have you applied for or are you receiving a pension other than Social Security from an employer you worked for in the last 18 months? Yes or no?
No.
Have you applied for or are you receiving workers' compensation due to a work-related injury? Yes or no?
No.
Thank you. How many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
25 to 30.
I'll put 25.
Okay.
Thank you. And what is the lowest hourly wage you will accept?
13.
Thank you. Do you obtain work exclusively through a union hiring hall? Yes or no?
No.
Thank you. Okay. Did your employer give you a definite date to return to work? Yes or no?
No.
Thank you. And what was your job title when you were working?
I was digital press operator and mailing operator.
Just give me one so I can look one of them. But which one would you like for me to look up?
The digital press would be fine, or bindery. You can just bindery, probably. I did 4 or 5 different jobs there.
Bindery. Spell bindery for me.
B-I-N-D-E-R-Y. And if you can't find that, it'd be digital press.
No, I'm just going to.
Okay.
Let me read the description that they gave for that.
Okay.
Set up and operate machines that perform some or all of the following functions in order to produce books, magazines, pamphlets, catalog, and other printed material. Gathering.
Yes, ma'am.
That's what you did.
Yeah.
Okay. That sounds interesting.
Yeah, it was. I don't really know. I think they're trying to get more in the packaging, making boxes and stuff for people, and printing, you know, it's a dying art.
Yeah, everything is on the computer now.
Yeah, and we wasn't a quick print shop, and, you know, most places are now, so.
Mm.
I was short of 3 years there.
Oh.
Yeah, I really enjoyed it, too.
I bet you did.
I did. It was interesting. Mm-hmm. I learned a lot the 3 years I was there.
That's good. So it wasn't a waste of 3 years?
No.
Mm-hmm. You probably get a job somewhere else in the same thing. Eventually,
yeah.
I guess they're going to fade away, do away with books.
I figured. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. but they still charge an arm and a leg for them.
Don't you know?
We were at Barnes and Noble's.
Mm-hmm.
Walked out of there with a $300 tab.
Woo!
And every book we got was one that we needed, and we still didn't get all of them because they didn't have one of them in. Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. Who was your last employer, your separating employer?
The one I just worked for?
Yes.
The Colonial Printing.
Okay, we're going to have to add that one. We don't have it.
Yeah, that's the last one that I worked for.
C-O-L-O-N-I-L-B-R-I-N-T-I-N-G. You said Colonial Printing, right?
Uh-huh.
I wonder why it's not coming up. I have C-O-L-O-N-I-A-L, Colonial, and Printing. Is it Printing Press or Printing something else?
Here they have it labeled. We just call it Colonial Printing, but here they have it labeled Colonial Printing, Mailing, and Packaging. They're at 1505, the boardwalk.
Okay, let me get this down. The Printing, Mailing, because if you don't put it in correctly, it won't come up.
I'm thinking online, it's just Colonial Printing.
Do you have a pay stub?
Yes, ma'am. I can look one up.
Okay, tell me what they have on the pay stuff. You need to print that out because after a while you're not going to be able to access it.
Let's see. I might have an old one. It doesn't matter if it's old, does it?
No, just trying to find the right name for it.
Yeah, online they're just Colonial Printing. Let's see. Now, they do go through a lines HR, so what am I looking for now?
Looking for another name.
What about Lyons, L-Y-O-N-S-H-R?
Okay.
What about that?
I think that's what it is. Hold on a minute, because that's what we have on here. Hold on. Spell Lyons for me.
L-Y-O-N-S.
What's the name of it?
Lyons HR. And then under them, they got Colonial Partners.
Okay, that's what we just go back. Because we have Lyons HR LLC. And that's where your money is.
Right, that's who does our payroll, yes ma'am.
Okay, that's who it is. So Colonial is a partner of theirs, but they're that's the big one.
Okay.
So I put Lyons HR because that's already on here.
Okay.
And that's where all your money is too, so.
Yeah.
Okay. What is your telephone number again?
256-679-9852.
And what is Colonial telephone number?
256. I just had it. 256-539-2279.
Thank you. And what was your employment start date with Colonia?
March the 1st, 2019.
and March 1, 2019, and your last day was 02/10/2022.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Same, 2021, need to work until March the 1st. It's a few days shy.
Yes, it was kind of heartbreaking.
What city was that in?
Huntsville, Alabama. 358.
I don't need to help.
Okay.
Thank you. Okay. Have you received or do you expect to receive any of the following pay for any time after your last day of work? Vacation pay, sick pay, holiday pay, yes or no?
No.
Thank you. Have you applied for a pension? Are you receiving a pension from this employer, yes or no?
No.
Thank you. Why are you no longer working?
They laid me off.
Okay, yeah. We have lack of work, other, discharge, quit, separate. Why did they lay you off?
I would assume the lack of work. They were getting rid of what I did, so.
Okay, I'm going to push other, because you weren't fired. So
no.
you were laid off as no work was available?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. Okay, we have override your name. You want to override your name?
What does that mean?
H-U-B Hubbard.
Yes.
You can put yes.
Yes.
And just Hubbard, what was that, a married name or a maiden name?
That's my maiden name.
Maiden name before marriage.
Yes.
Okay. Questions come up all the time. Yeah. Okay. Do you like to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax? Yes or no?
Yes.
Thank you. I reset your PIN, and your temporary PIN is 1282.
1282, okay.
All right, this is your closing statement. The following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 2 to 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements. Effective claim we just finished also registered you for work with the Alabama Career Center system. Your Career Center application will remain active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain an active Career Center application for the duration of your unemployment claim. In addition, you must either visit one of the Alabama Career Centers or log in at https://alabamaworks.alabama.gov/fastnet. And update your online resume. Failure to do so may result in an interruption in your benefits. You must be able and available to work and actively seeking full-time work each week that you claim benefits.
Okay.
And if unemployment claims use calendar weeks that begin on Sunday and end on Saturday, you must file a weekly certification either by telephone or by internet in order to claim your benefits for the previous week. Failure to make and complete a certification each week could result in a loss of benefits. If you choose to file via the internet, the web address is www.labor.alabama.gov.
Okay.
If you file via the telephone number you should call each week is 800-752-7389. Your weekly certification can be made on Sunday through no later than 5 p.m. Friday, but not on Saturday. Make your first certification either by telephone or internet on next week. An information booklet will be mailed to you. This booklet explains your rights and responsibilities and how your claim is determined. Please read the information carefully. If you do not read the booklet within the next 7 days, I have questions about the information. Please call 1-800-361-4524. Brandy Brooks, we have completed your unemployment claim. Do you have any questions?
So the number for Sunday is 1-800-752-7389.
Yes.
Okay. I'll just make sure I have that right.
Yes. Anything else?
That's it.
Well, thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Compensation Call Center. Enjoy your day.
Thank you. You too.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.